Okay, Resh Mem Vav, we're up to Sif Yud Ches. Sif Yud Ches is similar to something we had earlier in Simi Resh Mem. It's a well-known halacha. The Talmud Torah shokel keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. We say it every morning. Hayelafanav asiyas mitzvah the Talmud Torah. And therefore, if a person finds himself in a position where he has to choose between learning and doing another mitzvah, if the mitzvah could be done by others, he shouldn't be mafsik his learning. And if not, he should go back to his learning only after doing the mitzvah. So this is a klal gadol that Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. Nevertheless, a mitzvah that's e'efshar al yedei acherim, you're mechuyev to do, and that needs an explanation. If Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, why should it be that we're doicha Talmud Torah to shake a lulav, or listen to a shofar, or even to learn kriya shema?
That's part of Talmud Torah.
What?
That's part of Talmud Torah.
So that's what everyone says, that part of Talmud Torah is to do the mitzvah, but that doesn't answer the question. Because if the Talmud Torah would say that you should learn instead of doing the mitzvah, then that would be part of Talmud Torah. Then you're not learning, and I'm mafsik. It's sort of a roundabout logic. Once the din is that way, you're right. But why is the din that way? So in the Litvisha Torah, Rabbi Chanan, the Stipler has a big piece on it in Brachis, or Baruch Ber in his letter on college at the end of Sefer Kedushin, has similar, although slightly different explanation. They say basically that a person's obligated to learn whenever he has time. And when a person has to do a mitzvah, he doesn't have time. In other words, the obligation to learn is whenever you have time available. So if it's a moment that you have to shake a lulav, so now that's not a moment that you're chayiv in Talmud Torah. The chi of Talmud Torah is in the time available.
That's what he says.
Well, I guess once you do the mitzvah, you do it properly. Oh, okay. And I don't know. It's what?
That's the same question. We don't have time. The Torah said it's that. Who will have to come before the Talmud Torah?
But that's not logical. This way, what we do is we explain the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in a way that fits the idea, this concept. They explain with this the heter of going for parnasa as well. When a person says to for parnasa, at that time, There's no misalim in that time. I'll tell you exactly. Baruch Ber says something slightly different. I'll tell you in a second. When you have your own time, okay. So you're explaining that when it's not your time, then it's not. Okay.
So.
Rav Baruch Ber though has a chiddush. Rav Baruch Ber says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is an obligation to learn at least a minute a day. When a person learns 12 hours, he's marba in the shir of the mitzvah. And it's all part of the mitzvah. So the obligation is to learn at least a minute a day, or maybe half a minute, you know. And then whatever you marba, that's all part of a riba b'shirin in the mitzvah. Well, Baruch Be'ez Mechadesh, that if a person hasn't learned a whole day, and it's the last minute of the day, you didn't shake lulav, and you didn't learn, that you mechiv to learn. Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. It's only, well, Krishma could be answered both, but he's saying that in such a case where a person didn't do this and didn't do that, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. It's only in the ribi b'shurin of the mitzvah that other mitzvahs that you aren't mekayim at all are daich a ribi b'shurin of the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. What? I don't mean a minute. I mean some learning. Half a minute, 10 seconds. A chiyuv to learn b'chol yayim. He has a mitzvah like any other mitzvah in the Torah. like any other mitzvah in the Torah. He has a mitzvah to learn every day. Except the Talmud Torah, can I get kulam? So it takes precedence.
So Talmud Torah is like tefillin. I could wear it for a sec. I wear it like lulav. I'm yaitzah right away. Tefillin, I'm supposed to wear all day. I put it on. I'm yaitzah, but I should wear it all day. So if you're saying Talmud Torah, I should learn. If I learn all day, I get more mitzvahs.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, if you say Rach Shav Yishmerach in the morning, you yaitzah. The Gemara says you yaitzah Kriya Shema. But it says Davazay, look, I like say Lav Oretz because I'm a Ratz, I'm not going to rely on it. But what? No, it's no different. You have Rakhash and Mishracha. You don't need all three pesukim in one pasuk. You have a Katan Tavatayim. Yeah.
Rav Baruch Torah.
Rav Baruch Be'ez point is to answer a technical question: why should Talmud Torah be less than any other mitzvah? Should be more, but it shouldn't be less. So he's saying it's not good. It shouldn't be less. You should push away lulav to do Talmud Torah. So he's using this manner to say it's known that letter was written to Rav Schwab. It's printed in the Berachas Shmuel, the last piece. Rav Schwab, who had Torah Derech Eretz background and learned in, we learned in Mir. So he wrote letters to for a beer in it, for an explanation as a buffer. And that letter was written to him, and it's a. Yeah, so it's a rather long explanation. Yeah.
How does one purchase yourself today back at night? You're supposed
to work for 6 days? No. You're allowed to work. You're not supposed to work 6 days. You're supposed to work till you make enough money to support yourself.
If someone else is working for you, I just think that's a day.
You know, some people in Sheshes Yavim Tassim Aloch, they're very mahadir. In Yemeshri Tishbais, you know, it's only 1/6 the mitzvah, so.
Then
they have to. Okay. So anyway, this is their explanation. The interesting Taz, that's how he explains it. What do you mean? You want to know the college part of it?
Yeah.
Nice, take it out and you'll learn it. You're a lawyer. I assume you went to some sort of school beforehand.
School of hard knocks.
Yeah, okay, good. So anyway, this is the basic idea of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam.
Imagine that.
It's interesting, there's a Taz in Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph in Arachayim who says that while you're doing a mitzvah, well, first he says, while you're doing a mitzvah, you shouldn't be doing other things. You shouldn't be, there's especially Yetzirah when you start benching to put things away. Like a whole day you don't put things away in the house. But as soon as the person starts benching, he has the Yetzirah to put things away. So the Taz says that while you're doing a mitzvah, that's called derech arai, right? You're not supposed to do things. Actually, that's a shulchan aruch. You're not supposed to do other things while you do a mitzvah. The Taz says afilu limra tayra. You shouldn't be learning while you're benching or while you're doing a mitzvah. You shouldn't be learning at the same time. It's also not proper. So I wondered about it. I don't understand the Taz manashach. If the learning takes away from the mitzvah, so I understand. If it doesn't, is there a problem? I don't know, when I eat the matzah, I always feel I'm eating the matzah. We're supposed to do why you eat the matzah. So I take a sefer and I learn, you know, I have a gadol mefarshim, so I learn while I eat the matzah. Is something wrong with that?
I don't
understand it. There should be a chiyuv to learn if you're doing a mitzvah and it's efshir to do. It takes away, so no chinami, so it's pashut. Yeah, we see a sukkah you can't learn, of course you could. You're supposed to be living in the sukkah.
Why can't someone take a sefer out? If you're in a shul where they have a long kriya shema, and if you finish, why can't you take a sefer out?
When you finish, there's no question. I'm talking when you didn't finish, when you're village.
That's why someone else is doing this.
Anyway, this is Sifya Ches is well known. Let's see Sifya Tes. Tchilas dinay shalodam al Talmud Torah. When a person comes upstairs to the big heavenly tribunal, that's a tribunal or a solo bunal, but the Tchilas Dine Shel Adam is on Talmud Torah and not on other things. Why is this a Shulchan Aruch?
She said, you were warned.
So I'm not sure. There is a fascinating sugya here because There's a Gemara, Tchilas Dinei Shel Adam, Ein Yalal Talmud Torah, which is a Gemara in with Sanhedrin and Kedushin, Sanhedrin Zion and Kedushin, the end of the first parak. And the Gemara is Shabbos Lamed Aleph, that Chilas Dina Shel Adam is Nasasa V'Nasata V'Emuna. The Gemara says the first thing they asked is whether a person is honest in his business dealings. So to stira the two Gemaras. Tysus asked the Kasha, Tysus and Shabbos asked, that's a stira, what's the first question? Tysus asked the Rashbi. So Tysus says, now this is confusing, Tysus says, they ask you first, Nasasa V'Nasata V'Emuna. But they punish first, assuming punishment is in order, the din is first, Nifron Mitama Tara Tchila. But they ask Nasasa V'Nasata V'Emuna first. So I don't get it. Like, who cares what they ask first? Like, you're studying for Bechina? Like, why? If they ask first means it's the most important, then I understand it. So Taisus says, they ask first Nasasa V'Emuna. And the din is on Bitul Tara. So the way I would understand, I don't know if this is correct, is like this. They ask you first if you dealt in business honestly. Now, when it comes to Limud HaTorah, most people, they ask people, why did you learn all day? They say, I had to make a parnasa for my family. That's the biggest mafriya. That and the internet are two biggest mafriyim time-wise in a person's life. So they can ask him, did you do business on it? They're going to first ask, why did you learn all day? So say, well, most of the day I was earning a parnasa. So first they have to ask him, when you earned a parnasa, you kept the halachis, you kept the dinim, you were honest. So he has to answer. His answer is yes. So now when they ask him, why didn't you learn all day? He says, he's doing business. So it's fine. If he says, when he did business, you know, up there you got to answer truthfully. So they say, did you do business? Were you honest? And he says, no. So then when they ask him, why didn't you learn all day? He says, I was doing business. That's not an excuse. Why didn't you learn all day? I was doing aveiros. That's not an excuse. So one thing is a sort of a preparation for the other. Kavata. It's interesting. The Lashon Kavata Itim L'Torah, or Yukaveya, is a limud that it's a separate. Don't think you can get away with the kviyasitim. You know, you gotta learn when they have time available. But kviyasitim is a separate chiyuv. The chashivas of learning is that you have a kavati itim l'toyra means where you kavei itim and you never missed it, not for any reason. You know, snowstorms. That's not kavati itim l'toyra. When it's nice out, you go. When it's not nice, you don't. You lose the kviya. That's not kavati itim. So it's true that the lashon is kavati itim. What's interesting is that the Rashba. This is Tosfos that I spoke out. The Rashba in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin says that both Gemaras are true. It depends whom. Somebody who's Tirosayum Nasai, they ask him first. Someone who spent most of his time in Parnasa, the first thing they ask him is Nasasa V'Nasata Bemuna. Whatever it was, that's what. So Shulchan Aruch is probably not with the Rashba, but the Rashba says nothing on me. But the Rashba says this. This Hagdara on the Indian. Okay, the thing it's a little hard for me to understand is in Shemayim we understand there's no Musig of Zman. What does it mean, Tchilas Dinai? Maybe it's just Lashon B'nei Adam, I don't know. Tchilas Dinai, if there's no Musig of Zman, what does it mean? Yeah. So it must be some Musig of Zman, so I don't know exactly how it works. All right, now what's interesting is the Rambam. The issue why the Mechaber brings it. I am not sure. In the Rambam, Sif Yud Tes and Chof are one sentence, and the Beis Yosef broke it in half. And you'll see why in a minute. Less on Chof, now to how it says in the Rambam. Chof is La'ilum Yasek Adam B'Tayra Afila Shalai L'Shma. A person B'Yosek and Tayra even Shalai L'Shma. Shem Tayra Shalai L'Shma Ba L'Shma. That's this we all know, we're familiar with it. The Rambam's Lashon, Hilchas Talmud Tayra, is Tchilas Dina Shaladam Al Tama Taira Kachashar Maisav. Hilkach Amru Chachamim Loilin Yasigadam B'Taira Afilo Shaladishma Shaladishma Balashma. The Rambam says it as one. The Mechaber breaks it in half. Now we don't know exactly why the Mechaber broke it in half. But it's a very shver Rambam. I'll tell you why. If you look at the Gemara of Loilin Yasigadam B'Taira Afilo Shaladishma, the Lashon of the Gemara is La'ilam yasig adam b'teira uvemitzvus. I feel a shloim l'shma. Shema teira shloim l'shma ba l'shma. The language of the Gemara is la'ilam yasig b'teira uvemitzvus shloim l'shma. Shema teira shloim l'shma ba l'shma. So the Rambam is a plea. The Rambam says Tchilas dina shaladam enay elal tamatayra. Hilkach amru chachamim lolam yasigad metayra shaladashma. What do you mean? That's not the reason. Because tchilas dinai, that's why shalay lishma. It's not true. Mitzvahs are not tchilas dinai. And by mitzvahs, they also said shalay lishma. So the usual answer on the Rambam would be, he had a different girsa. But it can't be. Where do we learn shalay lishma? Anybody know? From where do we learn mitzvah shalay lishma, bal lishma? From Balak. Balak bought 42 karbanis. Why did he bring the karbanis? To get Bilam to be successful in cursing Klal Yisrael. There's no bigger shalay lishma. It says because Balak did this, so Rus came out who was lishma. So here we learn out mitzvah shalay lishma, bal lishma. So you can't say it's only Talmud Torah. It has to be mitzvahs too. Because Balak wasn't Isaac in Talmud Torah. So it's a very difficult Rambam. The Rambam says, the Gemara says, Torah mitzvahs, and the Rambam says, Tchilas dina shalom eni ala divrei Torah, hilka chamru chachamim, lo inasim a Torah shalom elishma. The hilka doesn't fit, doesn't follow. The Tziv has a famous tshuva on shalai lishma, and the Tziv has the following clair: is mitayr shalai lishma ba lishma? You're allowed to learn shalai lishma, so you should come to a lishma. When the person shalai lishma learns his whole life, and it's the end of his life. He has a minute left to live. He's going to hit his 120th birthday. You know, he's about to die, and he says, "Look, I can only learn shalai lishma. Should I learn shalai lishma? It won't come to lishma. It's his last minute." So the Tziv says, Mitzvah Shalai Bal Shema doesn't necessarily mean by him. Because you see, Balak never came to Lishma. It came out in Rus, in his later generations. So he's Mechiach from here, that Shalai Lishma, you can be asked Shalai Lishma no matter what. And the Lishma can come out later. It's not a chesaron.
That's like the Tziv's Hatishir. Why Hatishir? It's been a favor.
So this is what the Nitziv says, Tashalai Lishma, Bal Lishma. It's not Rechaim Velazhna. Rechaim Velazhna, in numerous places, Nefesh Chaim, Ruach Chaim, he talks all the time about Shalai Lishma, and he says that the goal is, while you're learning, there should be a minute or a second of Lishma in your learning. You're learning for COVID reasons, you're learning because you're getting paid, you're learning for 100 reasons. But when you ma'amik in a sugya, you get into a sugya, and you push yourself to understand. If you don't push yourself, the covenant will be the same. So the Chaim V'lashana writes that the Mitesh Bal Lishma is while you're learning, and you push yourself, you apply yourself, you have moments of Lishma, that is good enough.
Rambam says that in Perish Mishnah, after the last Mishnah in Makkah,
they don't talk about Lishma. I think it's also well known that Gleital in his Agdama has a shtickle pilpul, really. I'm Tesh Lashma Ba Lashma. But he says that the geshmak of learning is Lashma. The geshmak of Hadnah from the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Pupula Deraisa, that fits, that's all part of the Lashma. Chaim V'lashna writes that in his tirade against the Hasidim, really, that's what it is, in the beginning of Perek Vav, he says, the loy kaisam hanashim, that they think Lashma of Torah is Dveikas Bashem. So he says, it's not so. There's an inyan of Dveikas Bashem. But the Lashma of learning is not Dveikas Bashem. He says, they think that, he doesn't say who they is. He says, hey, they think that I'll say Tillim all day, and I'll have a calm life, and I'll be Dovek Takadish Baruch Hu, I'll be Yosek Hashiris Hashbachais. He says, it's not so. When you learn, you should be thinking about Shor Shadaga Chasapara. You should be thinking about a Shor that kicked a para. And that's the Lishma. He says, Yer Shemayim is compared to a preservative. Because I'll say, if somebody learns right, without Yer Shemayim, it's like storing wheat without something to preserve it. So he brings Gemaras to show how much preservative you need in a whole silo. He makes a cheshbin that it's like one, I don't remember the exact number, like 1 to 800. So he says, for every 12 hours of learning, you should put a minute into Dveikas B'Torah. Maybe he says 30 seconds. So before you start, you should think about Rabbi Shloimeh, and then start, and then... But he says the Lishma of Torah, that's his shita, is the Havana of the Amkus of Torah. of the state, the halachas of Torah, that's the that's the lishma of Torah. It could be he'll come lishma, but he's saying you're right. You never know. But he's saying even in theory, it doesn't have to come to lishma. Now, what's lishma and what's shalom lishma? Why?
Because I'm doing it because I'm getting paid. It's my job. I have to do
it. No, Rebbe does. He's getting paid. How much you get paid
already?
But he's doing it because that's his job. His job is to teach Torah, so that's all.
Yeah. Okay, maybe. Maybe. All right, let's see how the Shach ties to Shalai Lishma. The Shach in your test ties to Shalai Lishma. Take a look. The Shach leaves a big gulf in between. Listen to this. Shach Yutes is Taisus. Shaloi Lishma Hainu Almanashi Yechabduhu Ukai Gavna. Shaloi Lishma is he should get covet. Aval Aloy Mir Amanas Lekanter Noech Loi Shaloi Nivra. Shaloi Lishma is if you learn in order to speak against Torah. That leaves a lot of space in between. Shechabdu Shaloi Lishma. Lekanter Shaloi Lishma. Again. Shaloi Lishma is Yechabdu. I'm sorry. Amanas Lekanter is Aser. And what's Lishma? He doesn't explain. The Pleiadic thing, the Rambam writes that somebody who learns to go to Elam Haba is called Shaloi Lishma. Wow. You hear that? That's tough, huh? Someone's learning, so you should get a Chelik in Elam Haba, that's Shaloi Lishma, that's the Rambam says. you have to be learned, the Rambam says, L'shem Nisha Nasnua. Because Rabbi Shalom said so. Rabbi Shalom said so. You do it. Nothing to do with...
The aspect of learning, that's all. There are two aspects of learning. Learning
and then it's learning
with the Yediyah Satara.
The Yediyah Satara,
that's
what's
wrong.
If it's
Yediyah
Satara, for the second
Yediyah Satara... It's not learning, but it's not learning. Right? That's
yeah. To know Torah is both. The Amelus Satara and the Yediyah Satara, right? So it's not right. There are two parts. Is the act and the result.
What is Lekanter?
Lekanter is to disprove the Torah. Somebody learns to show. No, not Lekanter is Chavruta. Lekanter is the Torah. That's what he means. Lekanter, the Maskilim, that's Lekanter. So, the Ravadi Yosef as a Tshuva Yechavidas, someone asked him. Someone asked me the same thing on Purim. Someone asked him, they're having a program. You can go there, they give you $50 if you learn for 2 hours. So he wants to know, he's going to sit and learn anyway. Assuming it doesn't take any more time to go to his local shul or to go there, assuming the time is the same. Is there chsarin in his going to the place? Is he going to get paid for his learning? Does that turn it into shalai lishma out of a lishma? That's a shaila. So Rav Yosef was asked this by somebody who apparently was holding by Lishma. Now, you'll say, let him go Shalai Lishma, he'll come on time. You know, there are other reasons why to learn Shalai Lishma, because it keeps you more honest. But let's say, for argument's sake, if somebody, it's equal. So Rav Yosef is telling this in Machlekes Rishayim by Yibum. By Yibum, the Gemara says, if you're nice to L'shem Nai, if you marry a Yavama L'shem Nai, it's like your Bala Erva. So what happens if you're doing a L'shem Mitzvah and you have a bonus? You know, it's L'shem Nai also. You know, what you to do? You're happy to do it. Is L'shem Mitzvah U'L'shem Nai Yachsarin or not? So he brings a Machlekes Rishayim. And he says it's totally in that. If the L'shma of something has to be totally L'shma, is Yachsarin if there's also an additional motivation? So that's the Shaila he brings, that the halacha is you could do l'shem both. Now we know the Sfaradim have a different shita when it comes to Yibum than the Ashkenazim, so I'm not 100% sure how that would play out in the Ashkenazic Paiskim, but nevertheless, that's what he says. Now there's an important letter in the Stipler who says that Ein Lanu Ela Torah Shalai Lishma, I think that's the title in the Krayna D'Igrisa. He says in our generation, the Kavod HaTorah is so knocked down, about to don't understand Bechlal, what it means to learn for many hours, and it's such a knockdown thing that he says, don't worry about Lishma, Bizman Hazeh, the Stipler writes. Don't worry about Lishma, you just go learn. and you know, God will take care of whatever he has to take care of. But he says it starts with such a deficit, the covet of learning, clapping the covet of somebody who's making money, it's such a deficit that just get yourself to learn. He says, "Ein lanu ella teresh lishma," that a person who tries to do things totally lishma ends up not doing it. Meaning the case of the $50. Oyibum. You would have done it anyway. That should be the test. So you're saying somebody who could go here or there should, if he would go there anyway, there's no concern that he gets his $50. Okay. It could be. Truth is, the Mishnah says that a person shouldn't be right if achar kavod. If you're right if away from kavod, it follows you. So why is the Mishnah telling it to me? So I'm going to be right if away from the kavod. I want to tell Lishma. But in the back of my mind, I know that when I run away from Torah, it's going to run after me. So you look over your shoulder, right? Well, that's going to be Sifchafal if we're going to get to that. Who says there's no Kiyam Mitzvah? Well, we'll have to see. We'll see in Sifchafal if it brings the three Shittas in the Ramah, the three Shittas. Okay, good. That's good. And the last thing on the Shaloi Lishma front is some cipher in the Tshuva Sarachayim, Tshuva Reish Ches, the last Tshuva to the Mertzchius. Mertzchius, there were Meraninim on him that he was a maskil. And some cipher wrote him a long Tshuva, the Velt says, to endorse the Mertzchius. You know, it's a beautiful analysis of the life of the Mertzchius. It's a, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it for Rabin, but it's a college doctorate written by a rather famous individual who might be Makbid if I say her name, who for her doctorate wrote an analysis of the life of the Meritzchius to analyze whether he was Neitel Lemaskilim or not Neitel Lemaskilim. It's a beautiful, very interesting piece of work. So I'm on tape, I can't say who it is, but what? I'm going to get in trouble if I say that too, so let's leave it at that. But anyway, that's not my point. There's some siphon in this letter, he writes a pleiadic thing. He writes, it's usur to publish a sefer unless you're certain you're doing it totally lishma. He says, really, Dvarim Sheba'al Peh, you're not allowed to write. You're not allowed to write Dvarim Torah Sheba'al Peh. That to write Torah Shema Peh is Eslas Hashem Efeir Torah Secha. Are you publishing your sefer because Eslas Isla Hashem? Are you publishing your sefer because you want people to see that you have good Torah? So some sefer Bechayev did not publish anything. That's what some sefer writes. Right. Okay, the rest of the world agrees, but this is the Chassam Sofer's Shita. I think in the introduction to the first volume of Mahiris Nosan, Rav Nosan Gestetner Nesfarim, he has a tremendous arichus on the Chassam Sofer. Like he's excusing himself for printing the Sofer, so he has an arichus. Including Michis Yitzchak also has an Zakdama piece on it. But anyway, it's a now obviously he, in his lifetime he didn't print anything, but after he died the. His descendants did publish in the Tairas Maisha on Chumash, with some Sefer Chumash, the person who published it, is there a Shimon Sefer, I think, added his own shtiklach inside. Uh-huh. So I'm guessing he added it in. He felt no one could say that I'm doing it for my own coven, because it looks like it's some Sefer shtikl Tairas. So he put stuck in his own shtiklach, and there's some of the nicest shtiklach, if I'm allowed to say it, in the Sefer. Today, there's a vad lehafotza sifrei chassam sefer in Eretz Yisrael. It's a vad for everything. Now they're publishing all kinds of things. So they're purists. So they don't like that he added it. So we have upstairs a set of Teres Maisha, which is divided. In the front half is the real chassam sefer. In the back, they give it a name, Mayon something. And they took out the pieces that were written by the Einikol, and they stuck it in the back as a separate thing. But the beautiful shtickle Torah, no one accuses him, God forbid, of being a maskil, you know. So At any rate, this was the Chassam Sefer Shita, and Rei at Hechad Advar Magim G'day Le'Yaylam, who wanted to learn Lishma.
Is the children of Chassam Sefer that's against the printing press? Who's against the printing press?
That I'm not aware of. Okay, let's turn to Sif Chaf Aleph. Sif Chaf Aleph is the Mechaber and the Ramah, two totally different things. Let's see the Mechaber. Appropriately enough, there are no Mefarshim on the Mechaber except the Gra five times. The Gra sees this as the Yisoid, and Litta, this is the way they lived. Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin B'misha Misrapa Atzmai Aleihem. The Divrei Torah are not sustained by somebody who is weak, somebody who is loose in his time of learning. V'loi b'loim de mitech idun mitech achil v'shtiyah. And now people who eat with great comforts and eating and drinking. Somebody is willing to sacrifice for Limud HaTorah, and he's willing to deprive himself of sleep. Such a person has kinyanim in Torah. So those who think that without sacrifice a person could have kinyanim in Torah is incorrect. For us, the Mishnah, the Brisa, the sixth parak of Avos, that Zui Dakishal Taira, Pasman Lach Taichal, etc. A person is supposed to be willing to do with less for Limud HaTorah. So here, this is Yesaidistik HaMachlokes Rishayim. On the page of in the Gemara, in Pirkei Avos, it's a Machlokes Rashi. We call it Rashi in the Maral. Maybe it's Rashi in Ben Yaina. They argue as follows. When it says in the Mishnah, "Pas b'melach toichel," does this mean that even if you only have pas b'melach, you should still learn? There's somebody, his father left him a lot of money, and it doesn't. At the same time, he can eat pas b'melach. He can eat pas with cream cheese. It doesn't take him more time. So what's the taich in the Mishnah? Zui Dakir Shal Torah. So Rashi learns, Rashi's the Balp Shat. Rashi says, it means you should be willing to do Pas B'melach Toichel. But if you have a bed, you can sleep in a bed, you don't sleep on the floor. So Rashi says that the Pas B'melach Toichel means even if that's all you have, it shouldn't pull you away from your learning. The Maral brings Rashi, and he disagrees. He says, that's not what it says in the Mishnah. It says, Kachi Dakar Shal Torah, Zui Dakar Shal Torah. This is the Derech of Torah. And the Maral says that Be'etzem, life is a struggle between the guf and the shama. And the more a person invests in his guf, the more he loses from the neshama. The Barbanel, interestingly, who was more from the what they would call the rationalists, so to speak, and among the Gedolei Yisrael, he writes the Kach Omru HaPhilosophim. He says, of course, the philosophers that Mishalo Yidag Amashalo Higialoi Nachanashay V'Zachsich Leivarchu Yom. He explains the following. He says, really, the Barbanel agrees with the Maral. Ideal Torah is learning despite the fact that someone is suffering deprivation. He says, if you have, see, you'll eat. But you have to take from this Mishnah, he says, not to pursue maestros, not to pursue things that are extra, things that are not that a person. He really holds like the Maral, that the ideal is that way. But he's masking that a person who has is not going to deprive himself in practice. But he says, his lashon is, you should at least take from yourself this idea that a person who focuses on gashmius ends up not having the ruchnius. Maral holds that it's better not to have. The Gemara says Rabbeinu HaKadosh had a lot of money, and he said even his etzba katan he didn't have hanah. So he had it, he served it to others, but not he himself. Now, Sedar Chazal is a highly debated Chazal. Tosfos brings, not a Gemara. Tosfos quotes it from a source that having saw shlo yichnasu madanim l'tayf meyachad. The bottom line for all of us, I think we're holding. I speak for myself, but I assume it's many of us also, is to we all live lives on a certain thing that we're accustomed to, and really the milcham is always to to push the line a little in the correct direction. There's a certain amount that we want, and that we, and to push it in a certain direction. Someone, you know, is going out to learn, and you know, he's going to go and get himself something in the store. You know, there's a line in the store. You know, there's some amount of pursuit where you're holding, where you have to push it a little more in that direction to be able to push yourself a little more, learn a little more. At the end of a Seder, it's late at night, to push another minute, to push another 2 minutes. That's really our avoda. Each person's avoda is this idea. I mentioned yeshiva all the time. I mentioned it here also, that the biggest mussar to me personally, I'm not holding about a stipler, but this thing they tell about the stipler in various forms, about him being at guard duty in Russia, and he had this the shotness coat that he would have to wear. It's pekuach nefashis. He said, "All right, for 5 minutes, it's not pekuach nefashis." So he waited 5 minutes. He said, 5 more minutes. And so somehow, you know, you say 5 more minutes, 5 more minutes. I find that if I tell myself, if I remember to tell myself 5 more minutes, I can do it. I can do it. And, you know, I heard a variation of it. I was in Eretz Yisrael by Rabbi Yashu Zlavaya. Someone said that the doctor had told the family that Rabbi Yashu, he had a hard time walking at the end of his life, said if he doesn't walk, he's never going to be able to walk again. You know, he has to walk a little every day. So the family got together to try, who's going to convince him? They found one person they thought he'll listen to. And they gave it, he prepared a whole thing, and he went, and he sat down with Rabbi Yashiv, and he said, you know, the doctor says, and he gave him a whole speech. Rabbi Yashiv said, yeah, später. Yes, later. So people have tightness. Well, why didn't he listen to the doctor? I don't know why. But später, I find that it works for me a little bit when I remember. I tell my, you know, when you're in the middle of learning, you remember all the things you have to do. Tell yourself, yeah, später, yeah, a little later. Somehow I find that if I tell myself later or 2-3 times, it's not important at all. You know, it's usually just the Yetzer Hara throwing it in your way. So it's nice to learn Pasuk Melech Teichel, etc. At least, you know, somebody tells me he's tired. I ask him, are you as tired as in Siberia? You know, like it's hard to learn, it's hard in Siberia. And it seems that somebody has a headache, he doesn't go to learn. He has a headache, everything else he can do. A little headache, a sniffle, a little cough, you know, it's like, it's ingrained. So everybody has to push the border, so to speak, of where he's holding and try to be kind a little more.
Rabbi Israel used to say, the sum total of your gashmius and ruchnius is constant. So the more gashmius you have, the less ruchnius.
Okay, very good. Mr. Milio has that. And then in Strive for Truth, we translate it. Rabbi Carmel translated it. He calls it the Maral's Theory of Relativity. He says, like you're saying, that when one goes up, the other goes down. It's a constant balance. More gashmius, the ruchnius goes down. You know, less gashmius, the ruchnius goes up. It's somehow.
Everybody has the avos hashem. The avos that you have is also constant.
All right, in theory, everyone likes to talk about it. In practice, though, you know, the chaperon a little more, to come to shul a minute earlier, it's not so easy. That's how we used to develop about them. They're the ones that had this time. The Ben Ish Chai is a beautiful marshal for sleeping, for depriving yourself of sleep. There's a halacha that a wife and a husband can have an arrangement that he provides mezainis and her ma'asi adayim goes to the husband. That's a typical arrangement. A woman's allowed to say, I don't want it. I want my ma'asi adayim for myself. And don't give me mezainis. But usually, the husband is responsible for mezainis, and I see a deal abayla. There's a halach in Sudis, something called hadafa. Hadafa means, let's say it's normal to work 8 hours a day. Well, let's say that's a normal day's work. So she makes a deal with her husband, you provide mezainis, I provide ma'asi adayim. The hadafa, if she works an extra hour, and it doesn't take it away from whatever she's meshubit her family, the extra hour she could keep. It's hadafa, she's not mechuyev to her husband. So Ben Ish Chai writes the same thing about Limud HaTorah. A certain expectation that you should learn this many hours a day. A person who fights off his sleep in order to learn more, so that's begeder hadafa, it's his profit, it's his extra amount. Exactly how that works in heaven, I'm not sure, but that's how the Ben Ish Chai glorifies this idea. Now this Ramah, if you ever had a hard time figuring out a ktsais and a nesivis, you know what it means. Sometimes you break, you have to figure out, it doesn't go, it's very painful. You work on something late at night for an hour and you can't figure it out. So what do? It's sometimes very painful to work hard on learning. What?
You need Gilly
Eliyahu. Yeah, I don't know where you buy that. It's all right, this Ramah is from the most controversial topics. This Ramah is about the topic of being paid for Limud HaTorah. The Rambam's famous Shita, that a person should not be paid, Dishtamish B'Taga Chalof, those three words in the Mishnah, have various interpretations. So there are three Shitas here in the Shulchan Aruch. Usually working people like the first Shita, that people who learn should not be paid, usually. And usually people who are learning like the third Shita, the most liberal in payment. The Minhag Olam is that they don't really pay much to people who are learning. Most of the Rebbeim and Torah Vadas who receive their salary are eligible for every government program without lying a bit. You know, usually the amount of money they get paid is well below the poverty line. That's the way it is in Chinuch, and it's an avla, it's a chasarin. It's really a big chasarin that, I don't know, you know, it's... I don't know what to say. You know, I see people struggle. They can't make Pesach. They can't make Chasanus. They're really learning not because that's the only parnasa. They chose to learn L'Shem Shemayim. So I tell them, you know, Rashi says you can't have two olamos. Rashi says by Yaakov Avinu, you want olam haba and olam hazeh too. So you know that's what you tell the rebbeim. But you know the parents of the chanchim really should look at it differently. I don't know. In my day, I remember my father used to send Rebbeim money, you know, Pesach and Purim and Chanukah. Whatever. It was an excuse. You know, today we're poorer than we were in the 60s, you know, and it's not the same. The same hergish isn't there. You know. I'm not making an appeal for myself, you know, Baruch Hashem. I have two jobs. So, but I mean it really for the Rebbeim. It's an avla. And the fact that people... it's a chip on my shoulder that tzedakah money goes to making videos and all these type of things that are very nice, you know, that the Beis Yaakov should be doing, you know, the girls should be doing. It used to be the girls did these things, the Beis Yaakovs. And now tzedakah money goes to dedicate Tisha B'Av videos or other things. You know, I get in trouble if I say, well, all the things, I alienate people. But they're good things, they're chesed, but where does it come to tzedakah? Where does it come to tzedakah satayra and to helping aniyim? I don't come anywhere to it. So it's a chsarin. If the yeshivas had the money, they'd give the rebbeim more money. Yeshivas don't have the money. So it's a problem. Okay, anyway, that's the political statement. Let's learn b'derech halimut, three shitas in the Shulchan Aruch. Starting from the most chomor to the most kal. Now listen to the first shita. This is the shita sarambam. And it says the following. L'yashav adam lasim b'tarev l'ikhtas oishav v'kavinim halimut. Don't think you could learn and be kind of well. You should work only and that's a tremendous darga. A person goes to work every day like Hillel. He makes enough money for that day and he goes to learn. Someone who's thinking, I'm just going to learn all day and I won't be Yosef B'Taira. I'll get my parnasa from Tzedakah. This is the Shita Sarambam, that somebody who does that is a Mechal Hashem. You're not allowed to derive a benefit in this world from Limud HaTorah. And a person has to work together with his learning. That's if it's possible. Somebody can only do one or the other. So of course, if you can only do one, but the lanish mitirasai, just speak with him. So the first shita, the Rambam shita, is very chomer. He says it's a bezayin atayra for someone to sit in kaivel and be supported from tzedakah money in order that he should be able to learn. He should work and learn. He should be able to do both. That's the Rambam shita. It's a, yeah, but all right, but it, all right. Wait. We'll get to it. The Yeshayim. Now brings the second shita. The Tashbats wrote a letter against the Rambam. His famous line there is Mishachananai Hashem that Sheishla Yaparnasa Sarafua, you shouldn't give musa to other people. He writes such a lashon against the Rambam. And he says, Yeshem Rafila Babari Mote. I do have to tell you, the Rambam, until his mid 30s, sat and learned and was supported by a brother. He had a Yisachas Lulim deal with his brother. And David. And he was supported by his brother, who was a wealthy person, import-export type business. And he sat and learned. One day, his brother was set out on a boat and never came back. And suddenly, the Rambam, in addition to having to worry about his family's paranoia, had to worry about his brother's family's paranoia at the same time. The Rambam, one of his letters, writes that he was sick for a year after that happened. Because of the tsarist that fell upon him, and he made up his mind to learn medicine at that age, and to have a parnasa so that he could support his family. So apparently the Rambam, who says you shouldn't take from tzedakah in order to sit and learn, does not include in that a Yisachar Zvulun type of arrangement, at least with a brother, with somebody who's happy to support a person. So at any rate, that was the Rambam. Now Tashbat says, Yeshem Rafila Babari Muta, L'chei Nagu B'chol B'chaymis Yisrael. Says the minig is she harav shel ear yesh le hachnosa the sipuk meyanchei ear because she starach lasis b'malacha b'fnei habriyas is baza hatayra b'fnei hahamayim. Therefore, he should be yosif b'malacha. He shouldn't do jobs in front of other people. Chavisio has a funny tshuva, funny amusing tshuva. A rav asked if he's allowed to. It says he shouldn't be mizbaza. He wants to make his parnasa as being a member of a band at weddings. The Rav of the town. He says, it's Isaac the Mitzvah, so maybe it's not a Bezayin. That's he writes to the Chadaz Yar. But here it says that if it's a Bezayin, don't. So second Shita is, and he calls that meaning B'chol Tfutzis Yisrael, is to take some sort of a Parnasim. The third Shita, V'yesh Makilin Oid, and there's a third Shita that says even more, the loymer the butul chacham tamidav lekabel aspakes menam anoistim kidei lahazik kidei loym deteira shaydei zay yichal nasim beteira berevach. Second shita said you could take kidei parnasasai. The third shita says even berevach that a person could take makomakim yishev shalaylis parnas heitem v'maisi yadav v'laz beteira midas chasidusu umatas elikim hi. It's a gift from God that a person has an ability for parnasa. Ach ein zay midas kol adam shiyev shalachol adam v'laz beteira lahachkim bezeh. So that's what he says. The Hagdama to Chachmas Adam, the author of the Chayei Adam writes that people are going to wonder, why am I putting out a sefer? He had a business. So he says that the minig I have for my father and my zaydu, a big tamid chachamim, is that we support ourselves. He says, Hashem is my aid, Hashem is my witness, that I never had a minute that I was Isaac in business that I wasn't thinking and learning. That's what he writes. Hashem Eidai, that there was never a moment when I was in business that I wasn't thinking and learning. It's almost amusing. He writes afterwards that his business flopped at the end. And he had the last years of his life. He had no choice but to be a dayan in Vilna and take a parnas. But he writes such a lashon that whenever he was doing that, he was thinking and learning. It's like the stipler. They write in Rachis Rabbeinu, the stipler was once fixing, he was very handy, he was fixing the toaster oven in his house. So the Einikul came and said, Zayda, go learn, I'll fix it. So the stipler said, no, when I'm fixing the toaster oven, I'm learning. When you're fixing the toaster oven, you're not learning. Let me fix it, I'm learning. So I did that, I was thinking, you know, when we're learning, we're fixing the toaster oven, you know, we're thinking about the toaster oven. When he's doing the toaster oven, he's thinking about learning, you know, it's like... That what? Yeah, Rav Chaim, the Rav Chaim writes it that all the time that you're Isaac and Parnas.
If you're an employee, this shouldn't be so. If you're working for someone else.
Okay, you're right. The Chol Zed Dishari, I should like to press Menatzibur, He says you shouldn't take, now here it's a little confusing as to what exactly he means not to be mekabel dayron. It's a little, again, a quirk, you know, Hashem has a sense of humor. The Bach is against taking big dayronis. If you know the life of the Bach was an oni, a terrible oni, who had, by my count, 8 or 9 rabbonis, and you know, he didn't last. He was a rav in Brisk, and there are 2 Muslim in this. He was thrown out of Brisk. Why was he thrown out of Brisk? There was a maisa where a woman went into labor in the middle of the night, and they didn't have fire. They didn't have a light for the room. You had to have fire. There's no electricity. So they didn't have fire. They said, "We're going to get fire." So go to the rav's house. He's still learning at midnight. So they went to the Bach's house, and the house was dark. He wasn't learning. So they went. I don't know what they did with the woman in labor, but afterwards they got together. They threw him out. A rav and Brisk. He's not learning at midnight. They threw him out. I don't know if they meant he should have gotten up already, or he should have gone to sleep yet. I don't know which way. So the Bach wrote afterwards, if they would have asked me, I would have told them they didn't give me enough money that I should be able to afford candles. So by day I learned and memorized, and by night I chazed in the dark. That's what he writes. And this is on the Hagdama to the Bach on Megillas Rus. And he says, I memorized, if they would have knocked on the door, they would have seen I was wide awake. I needed a fire just like that lady needed it. You know, I didn't have one either. So it's funny that this. So the Bach writes, you know, don't take big dayron. I don't know if anyone ever offered him a big dayron. Yeah, the master with the taz, he promised to meet, and he ended up giving him the lugs that they threw out. He took them to the entire. Yes, I don't know where he got that meat from. No, so it's saying like this. Now look, it says cause the shari two lines about hashda to prasmanet zibur ayaspaka kavua. If it's a wage, it's a constant wage. That's derech kavod. That's mutter. Avol einloy lekabel deronis ben abriyos. But he should have his parnasa at people's mercy to get gifts. He shouldn't do hadar minokal. Maybe deron lechachem kilo matri bikurim. How deronis ketanim? That's nice to bring a gift to a talmud chacham. Shkein derech pani adam levi deron kot l'adam chashuv. That's bakavodik. You bring a gift. Avo, afilum amoris, but that he should live off dayronos, that's inappropriate. V'shari l'tamachachem l'mitam midi mehayrasayk de'levar hayrasayk. Tamachachem paskins this animal is kosher. He's allowed to take a piece and eat it to show that he really means it's kosher. Avo likach matana davar chashiv v'mashehiter aser. But to be matter of a heman, that you give me a whole steak so that. That's aser. It doesn't. People talk about it, and it's not. Udishtamish betaga chalof. Somebody who uses his learning chalof mina olam. So the shach says it doesn't go on this thing with being mata behemis. It goes back on the shach of bay says mishaisa terasi kardum. Somebody uses his taira mishtamish kisusha taira chalof mina olam. Let me just finish. V'yeshayimrim. The zeu hamishtamish b'shemais. This is really a whole new topic, the topic of mishtamish b'shemais. So there are those till now mishtamish b'tagel chalof. If you use taira to make money, that's one taich. He brings a second taich, udishtamish b'tagel chalof. That someone who uses shemais Hashem to do magic tricks. So here we have a kabbalah that somebody who uses kabbalistic ideas to do things to help himself, it ends up hurting him. And what's always brought is the Gemara in Yevamis, the Ayin Tes. The Gemara there relates that Yeshayahu Anavi was challenged by the King Menashe. The King Menashe put on a front face, said he has 3 steeris between Sefer Yeshaya and Teres Moshe. Yeshaya, Rashi says, so he's not answering it, is not going to do anything. So he used the Shem Hashem to turn himself into a tree. Apparently they were outdoors. Indoors it wouldn't help. But he used the Shem Hashem to do a trick and turn himself into a tree. And the Gemara says, Menashe figured out who it was, which one it was, and he cut down the tree and killed Yeshaya. So in the Sefer Ikrim, in the beginning of Sefer Ikrim, Perek Yud Ches, he writes that this Gemara is teaching his side that someone who uses Shem Hashem to do things to help himself ends up harming himself. That it's, there's no bracha, the shtamish betaga, someone who uses the crown of Torah to do these type of things, chalaf. And the Sefer Chassidim, Yehuda HaChassid, who himself was a mekobel, writes about it in very strong lashonis in a number of places. He writes that when you see someone shmat himself, it's because his parents or his grandparents were Halakha Yidden that used Shemus HaKadoshim to keep the family going. And that ends up, he says, with Shmadais, and the Mazikim come wherever the Shemus are used. That's what he says. In Megillas Esther, there's a very nice Munkacha. He writes, when Mordechai says to Esther, Al Tadami Benavshech, Limale Beis HaMelech, he says, Al Pizayar, she never went to Achashverosh. A shade went in her place all the time. To Achashverosh, apparently Achashverosh is perfectly happy with that, and she never went. But now is Yeshua Yisrael, so Mordechai knew this aside. If you use Kabbalistic things, it doesn't go well. So he said, Al Tadami Benavshech, don't disguise yourself, Limalate, to get away from Beis HaMelech by sending a shade. Kim Hachareish Tachrishi, Leis Azois, Hachareish Tachrishi, Loshim Kishuf. If you do Kishuf, Leis Azois, Hachareish Tachrishi, Leis Azois, Revach Vatzolo, Yam Yehudim, Mokim Acher. Klai Yisrael will be safe from the Sitra Achra, from Mokim Acher. Vatu Beis Ovich Tevedi, and won't have a Kiyam. It won't be Mokoyim. And so he said, don't, on Purim, during the Suda, we're learning the Sugya of Eved Ivri in Yeshiva. So somebody challenged me, what Esther meant. She said, she said that if we were sold for Avodim Mishvachas, I'd be quiet. Would she really be quiet? Klai Yisrael was sold to Avodim Mishvachas. So I told him, no, Hechrashti. I told him this Divrei Torah, Hechresh Takrishi is Kishuf. I told you, Avodim Mishvachas, I would have done the Kishuf already and let that Tzolah come through the Kishuf. There shouldn't be Avodim. But for this, no. I don't know if that's correct or not. But anyway, that's what it says. Moshe Rabbeinu, all right? I can't answer for every halakha yet. The last piece of the Ramah, I just want to finish. It's mutter for Talmud Chacham to reveal that he's a Talmud Chacham. If he needs it, I have a story for this also. One of the Baal Shem Tov stories is that his einikol, an einikol of Baal Shem Tov, was an ani, a terrible ani, and he finally got to him, he couldn't handle it. So one Shabbos morning, he didn't have food for Shabbos, so his shul had a frustration. He said, an einikol of the Baal Shem, and I said, learn the whole day, I don't have food for Shabbos. So the people were very moved. They made an appeal there and then for money for him. So afterwards he went home and he felt terrible. So he was davening to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that to undo what he did. And everyone should forget. And he came to Mincha, everyone forgot. Nobody remembered what he did in the morning. And that's the, it's brought in the Shifei Abesh, this story. So there are always two comments. One comment is always, after an appeal, no one remembers Nishkan Chiddush. That's one thing. That's. But my question on the story is, who wrote it? Who wrote the story if everyone forgot?
But are they over their
Netherlands? So, Anusim. Okay, anyway, Sifcha Beis next.